Hi everyone, welcome to Get Well with Dr. Shell. I am Dr. Shalene Alalji, better known as Dr. Shell, and I know as a board certified OBGYN and a functional medicine expert, your health is unique and deeply personal. It is a combination of genetics, lifestyle, and environment. Know this, no matter what your starting point is, you are never powerless over your health. Being on a health journey is a marathon, not a sprint. This podcast is about walking you through many different perspectives on health conditions, symptoms, and solutions that can help you get from fatigued to fabulous. My mission has always been to offer my patients and community the best of mental, physical, and spiritual wellness. You can learn more about me and my wellness center and schedule your telehealth appointment at drshell.com. We can support you no matter where you are in the world. This podcast is a powerful and simple way to carry the wisdom of thought leaders from around the world in your pocket and continue to develop your own healing journey every single day. So let the journey begin. So hello, everybody. I've got a wonderful treat for you today. It's my awesome friend, Dr. Annika Becca. Hey there.
Hey, Dr. Shell, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. And so good to have you on. Feeling so blessed and so excited. So I'm going to tell everybody a little bit about Dr. Anna. Dr. Anna Kabeka has worked with tens of thousands of women to help them understand and really improve their health and manage their hormones. Like me, she is deeply committed to supporting women so that they can thrive physically, emotionally, sexually, and even spiritually as they go through the natural and inevitable, ladies, life shift of menopause. She has two best-selling books, The Hormone Fix, which is a groundbreaking holistic lifestyle program for menopausal women, and her latest release, Keto Green 16. It's an awesome book, highly recommended to everybody. It has a comprehensive nutritional plan to staying healthy, staying slim at any age, which all of us need, and which we'll talk about in just a few moments. Dr. Kabeka, also known as the Girlfriend Doctor, is on a never-ending quest to find solutions that help women reclaim their vibrancy, their sexuality, their health, and their happiness. So welcome, Dr. Anna.
Oh my gosh, so great to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, so excited. So excited that you're here. So Dr. Anna, let's talk first about hormones and then we'll talk about detox. I feel like they're both related very, very intricately. Detox, which is really the topic of this challenge, but starting with hormones, because nobody's hormones are working well if their body is loaded with toxins, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and it is critical to detox in order to get hormone balance, honestly.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more, which is why I'm so excited to have you on this challenge with us. So here's question number one. We know that when it comes to the symptoms of menopause and perimenopause, we expect that to happen somewhere close to around 50, right? We know the median age is about 51.5. So anytime between 40 and 55, this could happen. But for some women, hormonal issues begin as young as in their 20s and 30s. So can you talk about how being exposed to high levels of environmental toxins like heavy metals and plastics, for instance, and other hormones that are the unwanted hormones in our food, are creating these hormone shifts for younger women than we've ever seen before?
Yeah, actually, I call this that we enter a period of neuroendocrine vulnerability between age 35 and 55. And I'm definitely seeing the symptomatology worsen in these younger age groups. And I, you know, Dr. Shell, not today, but in an earlier day when I was filming, I had this beautiful you know, makeup artist come, and she's 36 years old, and she goes, Dr. Hannah, I'm experiencing these symptoms already, and I'm getting hot flashes, night sweats, I feel fatigued, I've gained 5 pounds, and honestly, I haven't been doing anything different.
Yep.
I told her, I hear that all the time. I hear it younger and younger. Yep. And we absolutely do enter this period of what it's neuroendocrine vulnerability. We know as gynecologists and obstetricians, sure, we see the menstrual problems coming in. PMS is worsening, menstrual irregularity, stronger, heavier, crampier periods, pain in between cycles, maybe middle smurts or mid-cycle pain, pain with intercourse. We see breakthrough bleeding, irregular bleeding, heavier or abnormal changes, right? All the time. But it's always, pretty much always, accompanied by difficulty sleeping, insomnia, right? That is a neurologic condition, right? That's a neuroendocrine. Anxiety, depression, mood swings, irritability. I mean, I know from my own experience, I was like, well, who am I today?
I know, can't recognize this person anymore.
No, wait. And like, and often I'll hear clients say, I react, and I experienced it myself. I'm reacting to things in a way I would never have, overreacting in a way I would never have, you know, 10 years ago, what's going on with me. Mm-hmm. And it's this shift. And we look at the research, we look at the science, and we know that we have a general transition of hormones with progesterone plummeting and estrogen, DHEA, testosterone falling suit, but not as drastic as progesterone during this time. 35 on, we have this innate clock that is switching, changing right here during this time of neuroendocrine vulnerability, this period.
Absolutely right. And, you know, you say 35 and it makes me want to share the story of when I was literally 35 and I just had my second child, Zaid, who's now 16. I just gave away my age. Yes, do the math.
I love it.
I love giving away my age, though. You know, we're all so excited to be where we are in life. But I started having all of those symptoms that you mentioned. And the biggest thing that was something that I will never forget, and that's what got me into the field of functional medicine, is I went to my traditional OB-GYN, who is a friend of mine, and you can relate to this. She essentially sent me home when I had all of these symptoms, and I said, we need to check my hormone levels, my progesterone levels, my thyroid, and see what's going on with that and my testosterone. And she said, oh, Shell, you know, this is all just postpartum depression. So here's two prescriptions, one for a sleeping pill and one for Prozac. And I tell you, Dr. Anna, that was the shift that occurred in me and my sort of entire path into functional medicine, because I knew that as an OB-GYN, if I am being dismissed and my symptoms are being dismissed as just postpartum depression and no one's looking at the need to replace my progesterone naturally and the need to measure all of that, then there are millions and millions of women out there that are suffering in silence. And
millions.
At 35. I was 35. Yeah.
Millions. And it's not okay. And especially postpartum, we know progesterone is one of the best antidepressants, right?
Yes. And yes, it's the best sleep aid. It's a fantastic sleep aid.
Yep, two birds with one stone with that. And what's really amazing is I dug into more of the increase in dementia and Alzheimer's with women. Yeah. What we know is that those two medications that you mentioned, you know, antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications or SSRIs, and sleep aids, especially benzodiazepines, not in a healthy dose of an anticholinergic because you're having bladder urgency symptoms because you're having, you know, bladder irritability. Yes. Those three medic each individually increases our risk for Alzheimer's and dementia exponentially. Put them all three together. How many 50-60-year-olds do we know on all three?
And we're seeing the rates of Alzheimer's and dementia just skyrocket. And we have to really focus on, are we causing this ourselves? Is our, you know, medical community, unfortunately, because of the lack of digging into hormones and hormonal balance and really using a band-aid approach to cover up all these symptoms, are we contributing to these terrible, terrible conditions for which there is no cure right now?
We are.
Scary.
Yeah, we are definitely contributing. And what's worse is what we know about the toxins in our environment and how these affect our body's natural hormone receptors.
Yeah.
So you hear, oh, well, you know, you know, the anti-estrogen advocates, right? I'm like, anti-estrogen, estrogen is healthy for us. Research continues to show it is healthy for us. Toxic estrogens, xenoestrogens, chemical estrogens are not.
Correct.
Are not.
Correct. And
I always say this anti-estrogen talk is misogynistic. I mean, seriously, yes. Get rid of the phthalates, the parabens, the glyphosates, all these toxins that are really, truly affecting our hormones, our natural hormones and our own natural reproductive cycle. And not just for us, but for the generations that are coming after us.
Absolutely. I mean, you see how many young adolescents are starting their periods at the age of 9, 8, you know, when we just, that's happening because there's so many xenoestrogens in our foods and the toxic environment that is surrounding us. And people are just going through puberty earlier than they're going through menopause in a very, very, you know, tough way, and perimenopause. And we're using antidepressants and anti-anxiety and sleep aids. And all of this is because we are not getting to the root cause of what hormones are truly healthy for us. And then differentiating between natural ways to boost those hormones and using bioidentical hormones versus synthetic and chemical hormones. Nice. So let's talk about that a little bit. What kinds of toxins can the average woman or man out there avoid so that their hormones, because men really need this too, right? Men need to keep their testosterone levels high, and they need progesterone as well. And they need to have a healthy balance between their testosterone to estrogen conversion, their DHEA, et cetera. So what kinds of toxins can they avoid that we're exposed to all the time?
Yeah, definitely. It's a common problem is drinking out of plastic bottles.
Yeah.
Drinking out of plastic bottles, number one, it's not good for the environment and it's not good for us. You know, plastic lids on our cups and things like that is not good for us. So going back to glass, going back to stainless steel, but being a mom that tried glass bottles for a long time, I get it. It is a problem, especially if you're clumsy.
Man. Yeah.
Breaking glass. Yeah. But seriously, it makes a huge difference. Never heat anything in plastic. These little things make a huge difference. Styrofoams, drinking right out of styrofoam. These are chemically toxic. Looking at our shampoos and our cleansers and our conditioners. Right. And hey, ladies, feminine care products from our pads, what we're using, what tampons we're using, any feminine hygiene products. Yeah. I mean, y'all, water is perfectly fine for feminine hygiene, yeah, right? Yeah. Water is perfectly fine for feminine hygiene. So we don't need all these chemicals and right in our space. And just consider the tissue damage, the vulvar tissue damage that's occurring, lichen sclerosis, vulvitis. Right, inflammatory condition to the vulva. And this is a vascular area that it's another, you know, under discussed top area that we're getting toxins through. So what we wash our clothes in, what we put on our body and on our skin, lotions, hair, et cetera, is critically important. And number two, so beyond that, it's eliminate sugar. I mean, I always say, you know, part of my whole platform is go keto green, healthy fats, low sugar, low carb. And you know, make sure that we're getting good fiber from plants as well. Low glycemic or low carbohydrate, dark leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables to help with hormones. Right. But those are two things because men are getting, you know, estrogen positive cancers, breast cancer, and they're getting boobs, we call them.
Yeah, man boobs.
Male boobs.
Yeah. It's not, you know, it's sad because it's something that a lot of men struggle with and they don't know what to do. And they're very embarrassed to talk about this. And so I think it's great that you brought it up because I want the male, you know, listener out there, if this is something that you're struggling with, definitely get your practitioner to test your levels of testosterone and estrogen and see if you're over converting and you're a converter of testosterone to estrogen and stop that conversion and really detoxify so that that conversion does not take place. Because if you think about, you know, you're mentioning being on a low glycemic index program and a keto green, which is amazing. I agree with it 100%, but that affects your insulin resistance as well. And when you have, you know, insulin resistance, then you are more likely to convert to the toxic forms of these hormones.
Absolutely. So, Absolutely. And that's in my book, Keto Green 16. We've had so many women saying, okay, I'm feeling better. My man wants to do this program too. And just understanding the, you know, what supplements, the dietary changes that are so simple to make and you feel so much better when you make them.
Yeah.
That it really is easy. And that shifts. We had a client, cause we've been running group medical visits with our Keto Green 16 program. Right. And we had a 54-year-old man lose 30 pounds in 16 days and start to wean off his blood pressure medicine that he'd been on for years.
Amazing.
So little shifts can, you know, when you just
make
fix
huge
that.
Differences. Yes. Huge differences. Well, let's take this hormone conversation one step further and talk about your Jylva cream. Because some of the symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like not enough vaginal lubrication, you spoke about it a little bit earlier, and a loss of libido, which we encounter as OB-GYNs and, you know, dealing with women's health and now in functional medicine, dealing with both women and men, those are not things that any healthy woman should be sacrificing. It's their sexuality. So what's in the Jylva cream and how does it work? Can you tell our audience?
It's a great question. And I know from bringing up this topic with women too, we don't want to admit that we have an issue because there's shame to it. Oh, I don't have vaginal dryness. It just freaking hurts every time I have sex, or I get a discharge and odor afterwards, or, you know, whatever the situation will be. But 100% of women will undergo vaginal changes as we age.
Absolutely.
100% of us. So it is nothing to be ashamed about. It needs to be talked about and we need to find a solution. And because, you know, there's so much misinformation out there, I needed to create, and I wanted something natural without toxic endocrine disruptors in it. Right. And that's why, you know, that was effective and available to everyone. That's why I created Jylva. Yeah. And so Jylva combines a beautiful array of ingredients that I've studied for years, including plant stem cells. We all know about stem cell technology. It's amazing. Well, I use the plant stem cells from the alpine rose plant that grows in the Swiss Alps amongst the harsh conditions of rocky terrain, ice, cold, terrible weather. And so you see this beautiful blossoming rose amidst this harsh condition. And that, for me, that just is the
I love the that. Semblance. It's almost like an analogy, right? It's
for femininity.
So yeah.
For femininity as we age, right? We have rough, some hard time, but yet we're showing up, right? We are showing up and showing out. So that's what we want. So I love that. And the research behind the alpine rose stem cells, clinical research has shown antibacterial properties, certainly, you know, wrinkle improving properties, collagen building properties, as well as antiviral properties. So if we need all of that down there, right? Mm-hmm. We need all of it in our femininity.
Absolutely. Yes.
And then DHEA, which we know is a pro-hormone, helps boost our adrenals. You know, it's produced by our adrenal glands and it's important for so many functions in our body. Healthy DHEA levels are associated with higher resilience, strength, healthy aging, healthy libido, healthy brain cognition and memory. Absolutely. And it declines in 100% of us as we age. 100%.
It's normal. It's totally normal for this transition to occur, right? Yeah. I mean, as soon as we hit those terrains of, you know, I can't remember people's names, or I can't, you know, remember what I was doing, or where are my keys? You need to start thinking about those hormonal deficiencies that you might be going through. But I just love the cream because up until recently, and up until you came up with this amazing product, you know, there really wasn't anything for vaginal dryness. I know in my practice, we do a lot of care for women with sexual dysfunction or vaginal atrophy, dryness, urinary incontinence. And I always like to pair your Jylva cream for my female patients, even if they're wanting to undergo some of my laser treatments with vaginal rejuvenation. A lot of people are now taking that route with, you know, whether it's the Mona Lisa Touch or some of the other lasers that we offer. But this is a great pairing because it's completely natural and it totally works on your natural terrain to keep that vaginal health as healthy and as wonderful as possible. And you don't have to suffer in silence anymore with the pain, with the discomfort, with the dryness, with the infections that recur in women with these kinds of conditions.
It's a perfect pairing. I recommend clients to begin with the Jolva 2 to 4 weeks pre-op, and then maintaining, 5 to 7 days a week post-operatively, and just for the long haul to keep those good results there.
I agree completely. So definitely. Thanks for coming up with that. Now I know we don't have a lot of time, so I want to shift our focus a little bit and talk about your keto greens, which I'm super excited about. We know that greens are super important to health, but your greens also support the removal of toxins from all of our organs, as well as protect the DNA and support lipid metabolism, which is very important. So talk about this product for us and how you conceived it, how you achieved so much in one small scoop of mood-supporting non-GMO greens that you toss into a morning or an afternoon shake. How did you do it and how does it all happen?
Oh, that is a good question. So we're talking about my Mighty Maca Plus superfood combination, right? It has organic kosher maca from Peru, from the high altitudes in Peru, the mountains of the Andes, and 30 other superfoods. And it came about because of my journey. You know, at 39, I was diagnosed with early menopause infertility, and here I was, Emory University trained, board certified, gynecologist and obstetrician, and my doctor's bag was empty. I was devastated. So as I traveled my healing journey, I took this healing journey and actually traveled around the world with two of my daughters. They were 7 and 10 at the time. And we just kept the earth moving under our feet. We just traveled. And as I was in Peru, they would say, well, if you're infertile, drink maca. If you're tired, drink maca. And, and then they elbowed my husband at the time and they would say, it's the Peruvian Viagra. So of course we're drinking maca, right?
Yeah.
And then as a scientist,
keep drinking.
Totally. And then as a scientist, I had to think, okay, well, why? Why is this so beneficial? And number one, I couldn't stand the taste. So that led me to say, if this superfood is so amazing, what are other superfoods? And that tastes a heck of a lot better that I could combine in here that actually would work better than any one ingredient by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that's how through this experience and including I added superfoods. I swear if I had known, this, I always say it's a healing formula and is in so many ways. And to emphasize that, right now we're hearing a lot about these particular antioxidants or ingredients, superfoods like quercetin, turmeric, cat's claw herb, resveratrol, green tea extract. All of those are in my Mighty Maca formula. All of those are in my Mighty Maca formula. And so it works because it's adaptogenic. It helps whether you're in overdrive or underdrive. And it helps on multiple pathways of your body to support your body's natural anti-inflammatory response. Right. It's rich in, maca itself is rich in arginine, which improves nitric oxide synthetase, which is exactly how Viagra works, right? Yeah. Exactly how Viagra works. And so you get this benefit of improving circulation, improving hormone balance. And what we've seen clinically in both men and women, we have world-class athletes and, around the world using it, as well as, every one of us, including many youth athletes. My daughter's been drinking it since she was 2.
Good.
So it's this beautiful adaptogenic formula, and a little bit goes a long way. Yeah. But what we've seen clinically is improvement in blood sugar. We've seen a decrease in appetite. We've seen DHEAS, serum measurements of adrenal function in the blood, increase by 70% in 2 months with taking 2 to 3 scoops per day. We've seen an improvement in progesterone, supporting healthy menstrual cycles as well as fertility. And in my breast cancer patients who nothing worked for hot flashes, 2 scoops a day, hot flashes gone in 2 weeks. This over and over again.
And I imagine in your male patients, you probably see an improvement in their testosterone levels as well.
And DHEA and libido for sure. And erectile function.
So we're talking about anything that you're going through, whether it be energy, moods, sleep, libido, really just about strength, resilience, motivation, brain health, all of that, because all of these superfoods, I suggest these superfoods to my patients in supplements all the time. And we all do in functional medicine, because whatever we're learning, and we keep learning and evolving and give our patients the benefit of all of our knowledge. But this particular product, I think it's fantastic because it has all of that in one, and it's super easy to get it in a shake or a drink.
And I think if we consider it like these are not medicinal foods, these are superfoods put together to help us. And so I wanted to keep it out of capsule form. I wanted to make it an experience. So it tastes good, number one. It really does taste good. People are always surprised. It's green. It looks like fear factor, but it tastes really good. Yeah. And so you can drink it hot or cold, and you can mix it with your smoothies. I have sneaky chefs that put it in their spaghetti sauce and things like that, just to give trick their family into getting some extra healthy ingredients. And so it really does blend that way. And when you're taking it as a food and you don't have an aversion reaction, I mean, I had an aversion reaction to straight maca, but I'm like, okay, this is so good for me. What can I do? And that was part of the fun aspect
of discovery. Nice that the whole family can use it, including kids.
Yes.
Right? Kids, adolescents, doesn't matter.
Right. Put it in your smoothie, share your smoothie. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's really, really great to know. Now, just to end, if you had one piece of advice around detox before we end, what would that be?
Yeah, I want to state really quickly, because as a gynecologist, and once I incorporated detox into my practice, like that's the first thing. We get their lab work, put them on a detox program, very similar to my keto green detox, add additional support. When they came in for their follow-up visit, 90% of their symptoms were gone on average, 80 to 90% of their symptoms were gone. And I went from, as a practicing physician and surgeon, doing 2 to 3 surgeries a week to needing to do 2 to 3 major surgeries per year. I mean, this is how powerful detox is. Hormone imbalance is critical. I mean, there's sometimes we can't eliminate it. We have to do surgery. But for many of the complaints, many of the symptoms, we can resolve them once our body's empowered. So I want everyone listening to just remember this: your body is truly powerful and a natural healing master. Give it the right ingredients, the right frame of mind, and just take your right next step. And don't allow media, popular opinion, convenience for the most part with convenient foods and chemicals to block your path, because it makes a difference. What we can do now matters for lifetimes.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. Even similarly to what you mentioned, the first step that we ever take with our patients is detoxification. Gut health is so important, and it's the centermost of all these symptoms that we're going through. And we know the gut is the new brain. And so when people are having a lot of these symptoms, absolutely, just in 2 weeks, because I start them on a 14-day detox program where, we could use keto greens on that. And in 2 weeks, they're seeing this difference because they've eliminated the unhealthy foods. They've brought in all these superfoods and they've cleansed everything out. And so a lot of their symptoms are just plain old gone. And then we can always add more things to that and just layer things on top of that. Look, there are things we can't control. We can't control our environment. We can control it to a certain degree by using the right products, by eating the right foods, not drinking out of plastic, things of that nature. We can't control the air we breathe. We can't control all the toxins in the environment. And so detoxification is really, really, truly important. And I'm so glad you mentioned cancer. A lot of patients who are dealing with cancer of many different sorts really just don't know what to do post-cancer journey. And post-cancer journey, and even during cancer journey, and I've experienced it myself. I mean, I'm a breast cancer survivor. And detoxification was a huge part of what I did for myself during my treatment protocol and even now. So glad that, we're having this conversation today and we're sharing all this information with our listeners. So can't thank you enough, Dr. Anna. It's so nice to have you on. You're just an amazing inspiration to so many out there. So
thank you.
Thank you for being on, and have a wonderful day, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for making time for today's podcast with Get Well with Dr. Shell. I know that this conversation and education can help you to create your best life possible on every level. So definitely tune in to hear the newest expert and learn the latest protocols to support your best health journey. You can learn more about me and my wellness center at drshel.com, drshel.com, and I hope that you will make time to come visit us in the Houston area to take a deep dive on self-care. My team and I are completely devoted to helping you live a better life from this moment forward. The best days of your life are ahead of you, I promise. This podcast is a powerful and simple way to carry the wisdom of thought leaders from around the world in your pocket and continue to develop your own healing journey every single day. So let the journey begin.